For most of us, our default position in life is that we really, really want to trust you. But can we trust you? Are you trustworthy? Well, that depends. Is what we see and hear from you what we're actually going to get? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One-on-one interpersonal communication takes place billions of times every day around the globe. Verbal, written, body language, in many nuanced ways that vary from one culture to the next. But whatever the intricacies of effective communication may be in your context, we each value clarity and reliability. We want to be able to depend on a person's word. We want them to keep their promises. So, are you a person who keeps their word? Are you someone whose promises can be trusted? Jesus has an amazing way of boiling complexity down into something simple and profound so that we can't mistake what he means. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Say only yes if you mean yes, and say only no if you mean no. If you say more than that, it's from the evil one. Simple, isn't it? Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. In other words, be a man or a woman of your word. Don't embellish it. Don't make it complicated. Just communicate your intent and your promise clearly and simply. Sure, there are different communication nuances from one culture to the next. Expressing your intent in an Asian culture, for instance, is quite different to expressing it in many a Western culture. But at the end of the day, it's really simple. Say only yes if you mean yes, and say only no if you mean no. If you say more than that, it's from the evil one. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Simple yet profound. That's how it is with the word of God, which is, after all, alive and active. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.